Some time ago, I was given a bonus at work. Now, I'm a high-rate taxpayer, so by the time I'd paid 40% income tax, I felt a bit ripped off. I'd worked really hard for that bonus, and to only get half of it was really frustrating, to be honest. I decided at that point I would try to never pay more than 20% tax again. So now, when I get a pay rise or a bonus, I don't pay tax on it immediately. I mean, I eventually will pay 20% tax on it when I retire, but for now, the money comes to me, all the money to invest for my future. So most of you who are watching this will already know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm doing and exactly how I'm doing it. But for those who don't, I'll explain. Because not everyone gets this. Over the years, I must have met so many people who said that they're not interested in going for that promotion because when they hit that 40% tax limit, that they think, you know, so much more money will disappear and actually they'll be doing a lot more hard work for very little extra because it'll all be going to the tax map. But you can actually avoid paying that 40% using a SIP or a self-invested pension fund. So let's say I get a bonus. My employer takes 40% tax off it and gives it to HMRC. When I put my bit into my SIP, HMRC gives me half that tax back straight into my SIP. Then in January the following year, I'll fill in a tax return and they'll give me the other half back. So at this point, I've got all my 40% tax back off HMRC and it's sitting in my SIP. Now, when I retire and I start to draw my pension from my SIP, I'll be a standard rate taxpayer and I'll pay 20% tax on the money that I withdraw from that pension fund. So I've avoided paying 40% tax completely legally, completely ethically, and actually encouraged by the government and HMRC. So now my full bonus, including all my income tax that was originally taken off me, is safe and secure and sitting in the SIP. So what's next? Well, I can't just go out and spend it. I do have to wait until I retire to do that. So what I do is I invest it. Now that could be really simple and straightforward. It could be that I just put the money straight into the default fund recommended by the SIP provider. Don't do anything. And then depends then if I'm interested in doing a bit more with it. So I could be a bit more involved buying and selling shares in companies with this money. And that all depends on how interested I am in doing that really, how much time, how much energy I have. I mean, many people just leave it in the default fund or if they're a bit more cost conscious, put it into a cheap world ETF. And this works out a little bit cheaper. Okay, so myself, I'm a fiddler. I actually love going in to my SIP and buying and selling shares. And I do really like to get involved. But that's a choice. It's not a requirement. You know, if you want to just put the money in and leave it as default, pretty much like a work pension, then that's fine. And opening a SIP pretty easy as well. You want one that's simple to use, low cost. And comparing quite a few, I actually went for Interactive Investor. Now, if you want a copy of the research I did in Interactive Investor, send me an email at eric@timetoretire.co.uk and I'll forward it on for you. Cheers and see you on the next one.